Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Golter dictating an endoscopy report on Jimmy Marshall, date of birth 3/21/1966, date of procedure December 13, 2023. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Golter Dio. Referring physician is Dr. Estelle Jean Savio. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy and cold snare polypectomy, and esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsy. Indication is dysphagia, comma, abdominal pain, comma, personal history of colon polyps, comma, GERD, comma, screening colonoscopy. Sorry, screening for colon cancer. Description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained for possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesion, such as a malignancy, were all explained to the patient. The patient was brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position. Sedated is for anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care period while lubricating the limbus video. Gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced in direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum period. Careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G junction, and esophagus period. A retroflex view is obtained at the cardia period. Airway suction from the stem before withdrawal of the scope period. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position period. Digital rectal exam was normal period. A well lubricated limbus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the Schultz period. Careful examinations made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, the rectum period. A retroflex view was obtained at the rectum period. Bowel preparation was good period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings. At upper endoscopy, there was an unremarkable proximal and mid-esophagus. Biopsies were obtained in the proximal and mid-esophagus to rule out EOE. Next line, the Z-line was noted at 42 centimeters from the bite block, and there were several tongues of salmon-colored mucosa concerning for a short segment Barrett's. Biopsies were obtained in this area for histology. Next line, there was patchy gastric erythema noted. Biopsies were obtained in the antrum and body separately. There was an unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion. Biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line, at colonoscopy. Next line, Boston Bowel Prep score was 6,2-2-2. Period. This was a somewhat suboptimal prep on the right side. Period. There was a descending colon-cephalic polyp with colon biopsy polypectomy. This was diminutive. There were six sessile sigmoid colon polyps, all approximately 6 millimeters to 8 millimeters in size, removed with cold snare polypectomy. And there was 10 rectal polyps that were removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. These were all diminutive, period. Plan, follow-up, biopsy, pathology. Next line, would recommend repeat colonoscopy in 1 year. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled.